Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Sports, or The Sports Show, as it will appear in your feed, formerly AFS. This is the show that has more names than Old Dirty Bastard. But by now, you know what we're about. We are looking outside of football across the wider sporting spectrum. And this time, we're going to be looking at another British cultural institution after the London Marathon, which is the World Snooker Championship. And in terms of the guest list, this was probably the easiest pick I've ever had to have, because if there are two men of the Anfield Rap who would subscribe themselves as Snooker Loopy, it's Neil Atkinson and Steve Graves. And I'm happy to say that both of them are in front of me. Now, let's kind of get into that a little bit first for the uninitiated. Like, I always call snooker audiovisual Valium, because it really just puts me in a nice calming mood. And I know that it is one of those sports, Neil, that does kind of split opinions. Some people love it, some people hate it. How did you find your love within it?
I mean, I've always loved watching snooker. So I've watched snooker for years, like literally from when I was very, very young, and it's on the telly and it's there all day and your nan's and it's popped on and you sort of go from there. So this is not, you know, me really liking the snooker's nothing new. I first went to the World Championships on the day I went to Sheffield University's Open Day when I was still in school, and we went over and we went at the time of year that it was on. And on the bus on the way there, we sort of were like, the snooker's on. And we walked across the city and found our way to the Crucible, didn't do any of the Open Day events, and watched an early morning session of what I think was around the quarterfinal stage, and that's in about 96, 97. So now I've always really liked watching it, but recently me and Steve sort of graduated from playing a lot of pool whilst drinking into playing some snooker whilst drinking a little bit, into playing a lot of exceptionally sober snooker, because the last thing you want to do is have a couple of pints and therefore feel as though it makes you play better. That'd be awful. And now we play snooker an awful lot in the same snooker club as Ian Ryan. Ian Ryan is also snooker loopy. We see him in there from time to time. I think he's better than us. At least he is. In things he says, suggests that he is. But yeah, absolutely love it.
It's another one of those sports which everybody who's involved with it's probably had a go at. And sometimes you can feel like that gives you a little bit of a better knowledge, Steve. But the reality is that once you do get to see the professionals up close, you can realize the difference between amateur games and the professional game.
I mean, it is huge. You know, I think that and it's accentuated even more so by the World Championship and the amount of concentration and sort of repeatability of technique and consistency that test requires, but yeah, just playing a frame of snooker, playing three shots in a row with any degree of competence, is incredibly difficult.